Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 8 p.m. on the Pacific side, and Jean-Luc, our sailboat friend, is on the Pacific side. And if we asked him to, Jean-Luc, can we hear the salty water of the Pacific Ocean? He would be able to say, sure. He'd be able to reach down past his sailboat, because he's doing this one from his sailboat and splash in the water. And if I was over here on the ocean side on the Atlantic and you said, could you let me hear the ocean? I'd say, sure, let me go out my front door. And you'd be able to hear the ocean from the Atlantic side. So we are on surrounded by both oceans, and that's pretty cool. So Jean-Luc is a good friend of ours. He has been on this radio show for a number of years. I think we're up to 384, somewhere around there. Approximately. So we talk about whatever we're going to talk about. Tonight's going to be a special kind of a night because we spoke about the mind and the brain last week. We talked a little bit about hypnosis as well. We're going to talk about spirituality. And this is all very interesting as these words collide with something that's going on in my brain right now. I'm playing around with a lot of artificial intelligence. So you start to say, well, you know, human beings, they have maybe a mind, and they might have a brain, and there might be some spirituality. And then you have artificial intelligence, and sometimes you might think you're talking to me, but you might be talking to the artificial intelligence me. And that artificial intelligence me might be thinking, but do I have a mind? And do I have a spirit? And these are some of the things we're all wrestle with what it's like to be human. So, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show today.
Thank you, Peter. We pass the eclipse. We pass the hypnotism for everyone. And we are the 12th of April, the 384 radio show, like you say. Exactly. And we were talking about spirituality. But first, I have a question for you, Peter.
Sure.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who are you?
Who am I? Okay. Well, we have a couple of different definitions. I'm going to give you my legal definition as far as my corporate body. Peter S. Mingles, all capital letters, the corporation, which means I'm not a human. I'm just a corporation, you know? So that's for the U.S. fine government. Attached to a social security number, but that's not really who I am. So
okay.
Who am I?
I have another question. Who are you?
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm not finished yet. That was the financial who am I. I'm Peter Mingles, the somehow of a corporation. And then I'm Peter Mingles, I think the person, you know, like the mind, body, spirit thing. Like if you shot me, I'd bleed. You know, I'd hurt. If you warmed my heart with a good song, I'd probably feel good. So I'm that, you know, emotional being, so physical, like organic, like I'm organic, I think. I might have a couple of metal parts in me, you know, cavities, stuff like that, or not cavities, fillings. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, pretty much organic. So I think that's part of me as well. And then I guess also you have the, I'm a granddad, I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm a husband, and I'm a brother, so there's like all that social parts of me, and then I think that's just about it. So we got like physical, spiritual, social, financial.
I have a third question, Peter.
Sure.
Who are you?
Who am I? You know, it's like I'll give you the philosophical. It's a little bit like river water. Like, you know, there's the river, but the water that you see now is not going to be the same water that you see tomorrow or that you saw yesterday. So it's an ever-flowing thing. So I don't know what that means, but I'm an ever-evolving, ever-flowing being, whatever that means to whoever might be listening. And or I'm nothing at all. Like, if you don't know who I am or you're not thinking about me, maybe I don't even exist. Maybe I come into existence when you think of me. So I don't know. I know that's very philosophical, but I don't know.
Okay.
Who am I?
So some people say, I am what I eat. Do you agree with that?
I am what I eat. Well, I guess technically speaking, yeah. Eventually, yeah. I mean, it's not like you're a plant. You don't, like, take in carbon monoxide or carbon or oxygen and sunlight. So it's not like you're a plant. You're not like a green leafy vegetable. So I guess
okay.
You are what you eat. You are what you
mainly,
eat.
Mainly, and me, I completely disagree with that. I will explain why. But you agree with that. Mainly, you say you are a body.
Well, you're physical. I mean, parts of you is what you eat. The other parts of you, I think, are what you think, like your philosophy. Like Jim Rohn might say, like your philosophy makes a lot of who you are. And then if your brain's not working, I don't know.
We talked last week about the brain, the mind. We have not talked about the spirit. We say we reserve that for this week.
That's right.
But the brain is part of the body. The body is material. And why I disagree with this statement? Because personally, I am not a body. I am a spirit.
Okay.
And I have a body. You see the verb change? I have a body. I have a mind. But I am. It's to be or not to be. I am a spirit. And me as a spirit, I have a body. When you are in your car, Peter, are you the car?
No.
Who are you?
Well, I'm the same person.
Who are you?
Yeah.
When
right.
you are in
same
your
person.
Car, who are you?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm the same person, aren't I?
No. Who? When you are inside your car,
right?
Who are you compared to the car? What?
I'm just someone who's I'm a passenger.
You are the passenger or you are the driver? It depends where you are in the car.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But when you are in your car and you are alone, and you are moving the car, who are you?
Who am I? I think I'm whoever I was when I wasn't in the car.
Are you the conductor of the car?
I could be, if I'm driving, sure.
Yeah, if you use a car and you move somewhere, you
mm-hmm.
are the conductor of the car.
Right, okay, I'll buy that.
Hey, same thing with the spirit and your body. The spirit
mm-hmm.
uses this body to do many things, to move, to improve many things. But when you are in your car, you are not the car. You are the conductor
True.
Of the car, correct?
Okay, sure.
Okay, when the body and the spirit is the same thing. You are the spirit and you have a body. You are the conductor of the car and you have a car. See, the verb changes each time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same analogy. You are the spirit. You have a
mm-hmm.
body. You drive this body. It's so true. The day you want to drop this body, you drop it and nobody can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you say something interesting before when I ask you who you are and you say, maybe I am nothing. It's very close because the spirit is close to nothing, is closer to nothing than something. But the spirit is so powerful, is the one who gives life to this body. If the spirit
okay.
is not here, it's like in your car. If you are not
mm-hmm.
in your car driving your car cannot move.
Mm-hmm.
if the spirit is not inside this body and drives this body and gives the energy to this body, the body cannot move. And the day the spirit decides to drop this body, you cannot do something. What do you do if your car is a junk car?
What do I do if a car is a junk car?
Yes, your car becomes a junk car, it's leaking everywhere, it's not working correctly, your engine
sell
is not
it.
Running correctly. What?
Sell it or throw it away.
Yeah, you sell it to your enemy.
Right.
You throw away. You put this on a. You put this junk car to the to the junk, and you throw away. And what do? You go to buy a new one.
Sure.
It's exactly the same thing with the spirit. When your body is too old and cannot be useful to use a spirit, and you can do nothing with this body, one point or another, you drop this body, and what do? You go to pick up a new one. And you as a spirit, you are very happy with that, because you say, hey, I dropped this old body who is 90 or 100 years old or whatever, and he cannot keep up with me, and I will pick up a new one, a brand new one, and I will run this body like crazy, and you are very happy with that. Now, who is not happy is people around you. People say, no, don't leave. Don't leave us. Stay with us, and blah, blah, blah. It's for that when I talk with people about, I have a friend of mine here. His father was very sick. He just passed away 2 days ago. And I say, do you accept his go away? Because I ask the people who have someone is in bad shape, to say, do you accept this person go away? Because if people around you didn't accept you go away when it's time for you to go, and it's time when you decide, not when other people decide, you are the one in full control, you decide. And when it's time for you and you want to go, but other people don't want, this starts to create a problem, and you see these very old people, or not that maybe that old, but in very bad condition, continue to keep the same junk body like you keep to drive the same junk car, giving you a lot of problem and leaking from everywhere, and all of this because people want you to continue to be this way. Now, Peter, imagine you have a specific car, and you come to see me with your car. And I know you, and I know your car for 10 years. Each time I see this specific car arriving on my driveway, I say, ah, this is Peter, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You do this with a friend of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow, without to say to me, you drum this car, you put your car on a junk, and you drop it on a junk car, and you buy a new one, and you come to see me. And I look at this car inside my driveway, and I say, who is that? Because I didn't recognize your car. But it's the same spirit inside this car. It's the same Peter Mingle inside this car who drives another car. But you are the same person inside. Same thing with your body. The day you decide to drown this body because the body is not in good shape anymore, is too old, too sick, too leaking, and you drop it, what do? You go to pick up a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you arrive with this new body, I look at it and I say, who is this person? I didn't recognize you because you changed your body, but you are the same spirit. And you remember last week we were talking about confusion? between the O, the zero, the brain and the mind. People confuse all of this. And adding on this, you know, when I have done a multi-level marketing, I have seen, and I'm sure I have seen the same thing, hundreds and hundreds of speakers on a stage. Hundreds of them. You know what I talk about, because when you go to these big events, you have 5, 10, 20 speakers and go on a stage. And I've been to many events for many years, and so many of these guys, even Tony Robbins on stage. I cannot say all, because all didn't exist and is not correct, but most of them confuse the brain and the mind. Only one guy on a hundred of a speaker on a stage have a correct definition of the brain and the mind, and very differentiate both and not accumulate both, and interchanging the name for talking about the brain switching to the mind and switching to the brain and all of this. Only one guy on 100 of them. Now, this is confusion. One of the big confusion about the spirituality, it happened in 350 after Christ, 350, a council of Circe, and when they completely erased on the Holy Scriptures at this time the concept of past life. Why? Because the Romans need slaves. Is exactly what happened today. These people in the government need slaves. And they completely erase the fact that people have lived before. And if you have lived before, and it's not difficult to prove it, because I have done it many, many times, I have even in France give some lectures. Have you lived before this life? We, because I was not alone, have give some lecture to people, and we have made people to return to this life, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and as soon as people are returning more and more, some people return past life and suddenly find some interesting stuff about who they were the life before. Now, if you have a life before, you have a life, I suppose, one of the main lies in this universe is, say, you die. No, this is not correct. You, the spirit, didn't die. The spirit continued to live. Your body died. I think even in the Bible, they say you have a separation between the soul and the body, the flesh and the spirit. Meaning, you separate, you, some people say you go to heaven, I don't know where is it, okay? But what I know is you continue, you come back when you want, you decide, and you take another body and you continue. It's for that when you do a good stuff in your life, in your present life, and in this society, when you come back, you will continue to go this way and to improve and to find a good society. If you leave this world with a mess around you, you will come back and find the mess you just left. Interesting, huh?
That stinks.
Because the spirit didn't die. The body dies. The body is flesh, and you are not the body. You have a body. You have a mind, and you are a spirit. And because the spirit didn't die, you change the body, you come back, and if you let a mess on this planet, on this society, you will find the same mess. I will use another word, but I don't know if I can say that, the same shit, I will say. See? You, if you let this this planet on a mess, you will find exactly the same thing. Now I can explain something else. If you are a good spirit, you drop this body, you take another body, but you are a good spirit, you take care of your body, you take care of your family, you become a good guy or a good girl, and you continue to do some good. Say you are a crazy or degraded spirit, because this exists. Okay, you are the good and the bad, the white and the black. I don't talk about the color of the skin, I talk about the color of the hat. And you are a bad guy. And what do? When you drop this body, you come back and you continue to do the same bad stuff. It's for that these people who say, why Nazis continue to exist after World War II? Because these people have been killed or die naturally for some, but who have been killed or die is a body. The spirit, if he's degraded spirit, if he's a bad spirit, if he's an evil spirit, he come back and continue to do the same bad and degraded stuff he was doing before. It's for that, don't expect these people become good, because we talk many times about the destroyer, the maintainer, and the builder, but destroyer continue to be destroyer, builder continue to build, and some maintainer continue to maintain or to become a builder also, depending who they influence them. But the crazy spirit, the one he was a Nazi before, he continued to be and continue to do some bad stuff. Does what I say make sense for you, Peter?
It does. You know, I do have a question, though.
Yeah?
I remember you asked me one time previously, have you ever wondered why when maybe there's a five-year-old kid who could play the piano better than, you know, anybody mm-hmm. else, you know, he's a prodigy, they might call him, or right. somebody who can remember things like as a young child, you know, they graduate college when they're 12, you know, and you just say, well, how does that happen? And you had mentioned that maybe they came back and they, you know, they didn't forget everything. So I remember that. So maybe you might want to kind of explain that relative to spirituality and then coming back, picking another body.
Yeah, I don't remember. I say maybe because maybe they don't really exist in my life. Is yes or no, is black or white. And maybe they don't exist. I say, I'm sure these people come back. Because when you see kids, and I was looking at some recently, kids have ability on YouTube. I saw a video, and it say these kids, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, something like this. And I don't remember his age, but a kid, you know, 8 years old. He run faster than any others. He was a black kid, and he was running faster, and he was showing the kids running faster than the other one. And he was showing another one playing piano like Mozart, or maybe this guy. And this kid basically never learned, at least in this life, on their present body life, let's say, they never learn how to play piano, to run, to another one was driving a car like a Formula One guy, a champion, and he was, 10 years old, 12 years old, or something in this age. I don't remember exactly the age, but he was very amazing. And you find this on YouTube. They show you this kind of kids. What happened to them? They just have learned what they know with their precedent body, and they continue the same thing because they were good at that. They love it, and they continue, and they even become better now with in this life because they already have the knowledge they acquired the life before. And basically, if you are spiritually trained at some higher level than the basic level, let's say, the day you drop this body, you can take your knowledge with you. And when you take the new body, you already have this knowledge. And I know it because for me it's something real. The day it will be my time, I drop this body and I will come back with the knowledge I have. And I will come back with this. Is what happened to these kids. Whatever is your knowledge, it can be something like singing, running a car, running, painting, or it can be another knowledge. Some people are very good with herbs or supplements or mathematics or whatever. Whatever they are very, very good. And especially when they are kids, when they have not learned how to run or to drive a car, to play piano or guitar or saxophone or whatever, they have not learned, they have learned the life before. And they come back and they have the knowledge and they continue. You have some kids, you have some video and some testimonial of kids. We are driving with mom and dad on a car, and the kids suddenly say, "Oh, I recognize here." And mom and dad said, "No, you cannot recognize because we never come here. It's the first time we come here." And the kids say, "Yes, I recognize. You turn on this street, and here you have this, you have that, and this and that." And the parents was going to turn, and they find exactly, and it was the first time they would come in this area, because the kids know this area. The kids, because what is the difference between a kid and an adult?
Say it again. The gal stepped on top of us when she was telling us we had a few minutes left.
What is the difference between a kid and an adult?
Well, you keep asking me these seemingly simple questions.
yes.
I think
simple questions.
So I won't complicate it. Usually their age. So like kids, a soft word for somebody who's probably, you know, under 10, 12, 14, based on your definition. And an adult is somebody who's over 18 or 21.
I will give you my definition, Peter.
Sure.
The kid is an adult in a small body.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
He's an adult with a small body. Maybe the kids you have as your kids, as a parent, are older than you as a spirit.
That'd be crazy. But I guess it's possible.
It's completely possible. Completely. Because what is your age as a spirit? What is the age of your kids as a spirit? It's maybe older than you as a spirit.
Okay.
What's the difference? You have a smaller body or a newer body. But it's an adult with a small body. because 10 years after, 20 years after, he's maybe taller than you, he's maybe stronger than you as a body.
Right.
You know? But
it's true.
Yeah, it's true, because my kids are taller than me, and they are stronger than me. All of three, and I have three. Yeah? When you put me and my kids, I am the smaller one.
Wow. Yep, that's true. Yeah, eventually that happens. Crazy.
Yeah, but at one point they were smaller than me. At one point I was changing the diaper. At one point, I was taking care of them. Maybe at one point, they will take care of me. I don't know.
Right.
But this is something else. But the kid is an adult. He's a small body. Now, this is a body. But now, if we talk about the spirit, maybe the spirit is older than you as a spirit. Maybe the spirit, he can be a good spirit. Maybe he can be a crazy spirit. Is for that in some family. You have, and
right.
I have a friend of mine, she's like this. She have a daughter, and her daughter is very bad for her. She do some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. And even in your family, you can have spirit is a builder, or you can have a spirit is a destroyer, and we see that in the family, because the destroyer, they have mom and dad also. At one point they were kids, at one point they were inside a family, but this is just the body. But the conductor of this body, the spirit, is a degraded spirit, and he takes a body inside a family, and he become a destroyer after, and he creates many things bad for the family, for the society, for this universe, for whatever. Destroyers are very bad. And
that's
this
true.
Is, this, now, each time you look at the word about the spirituality, you have more answers and questions, and you say, now I understand better who I am. I understand better who this person in front of me are, because he's not a body, he's a spirit. Now I can talk with this spirit. Or maybe I cannot talk. Maybe the spirit is very conscious and aware who is it, and I can communicate with him. I have done something many, 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 many times, and for me it's very fun to do it. I've done it, the last time I've done it, is, I think, was 3 days ago. I was somewhere on a store or somewhere. And you know this this mom or dad with a kid, but small kids, baby, you know, 1 year, 2 years, or even not 1 year. And when I look at them, I didn't talk to them, but I look at them as a spiritual being. He just arrived and takes this new body. They look at me, communicate with me, and they like they will jump on me and make me a hug if possible. And they cannot take their eyes, and they continue to communicate, and the parents around didn't know why their kids are looking at me. Because I have a communication with these babies, okay? And I have a very good communication and a spiritual communication. And I invite everyone to listen to do this. You don't need to speak. You say nothing. You just look. And my thinking is, hello, spirit. I welcome you to this universe. And you are a good spirit. And I say you will do some good stuff in this universe. and the kids, the baby is with you like this, and he cannot take his eye out of you. Now we have an exception. When I do that and the kids didn't respond, it's because they have received drugs. See, the bags, all these vaccines they give to the kids, they kill them. Mom, are they taking drugs? When I say drugs, strict drugs, medical drugs, I almost died with the medical drugs 2 years ago. And all of this is drugs. And when mom has done that, the baby is drugged and didn't answer to you, and you look at his eye, he's already dead. Not physically, but basically he's not here. And you see it, and when you have some spiritual education, I invite everyone to have some, to increase the level of spiritual education you can have. And when you have this, you see the world differently, you see people differently around you, because one way you can see bodies around you, on the other way you see spirit around you. And you can see the good, but you can see also the bad and the ugly, like a remember a movie. See?
Right. Very interesting. No, that's it. So we're done. We're already out of time. So what we'll do is we'll continue this fast. We'll continue this as well. And
I want to conclude on something. A spirit has all the time. A spirit has all the time he wants. Because he creates the time.
Right. Well, interesting stuff. Maybe we'll explore a little bit more about what happens to the spirit when it comes back. Or I think one time you told me, you know, when people say, look in the light, or don't look in the light when you're dying.
Yes.
People say they sometimes see light. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that next time. Okay, good. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here. Yeah, thanks for being here. And thanks as usual. We made it past the total solar eclipse. And we'll see everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.